Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moss Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I wanted to talk on how TikTok ruins music, because why? Like, that's you know, overall what I wanted to figure out is, why do the people of TikTok feel like they need to ruin a song? And man, it'll at times be some of my favorite music. It'll be music that I don't listen to, but you see it so much. It's like, bruh, how do you guys use this song so much? And then TikTok doesn't do anything. It's crazy how, like, TikTok, they will be selective on what song they want to blow up and then what song they don't want to blow up. Like, there's this one old Lil Wayne song. This song came out, I think, back when I was maybe in high school. But it was a song that he did with Future. It's called Love Me. And it's a good song. I like it and stuff. And it wasn't really appearing that much on my For You page. Like, it may be. There might be, like, sped up. Oh, I want to talk on that, too. Like, sped up versions of songs and things. But, no, there might be, like, altered versions of that song. But overall, though, like, yeah, you know, people, they were using it a little bit. I go and look up one day because there was a video that I saw that I wanted to rewatch it again. And yeah, couldn't find the song. And so therefore, I couldn't even. I think I did find just based off of muscle memory, I had to figure out the user's name. And I think we can all agree that my muscle memory, it needs to go head to the gym every once in a while. But yeah, overall, though, it was like, bruh, I shouldn't even have to do that. But the funny thing is, like, they'll do that, but they'll let this other song by, like, and I've mentioned this song numerous times, but I promise you, in the next years, right, years from now, I feel like that people are, like, this song is going to just, you know, see its days on TikTok. Like, eventually, you know, there's going to be one user that uses the song for the last time, or it'll overall be, you know, like, years down the road where another platform then taken off and TikTok ain't really, you know, pushing weight anymore when it comes to content creating. But anyways, no, there's going to be this song that people start remembering. It's going to be that, oh, remember this song back in the TikTok days? And no, it's going to be everybody using it all over again. The crazy thing is, like, when I look at how that song blows up versus how the song from Stranger Things, like, there is this one song that was blown up in Stranger Things. It was, like, the girl's favorite song. And yeah, it was like everybody was talking about it. Everybody was using it. And then eventually it stopped. Why can we not have the same thing for this song? The crazy thing is that people see that this song brings in views, attention, and all that stuff, and then they use it. And I don't know how many times, like, I've seen videos on TikTok where it will be, you know, just any old random video. Any random video. That song's playing in the background, or people are doing this. This is the even messed up part. People will use the song, but they'll turn it, like, the volume of the song. They pretty much mute the song in their video, but they'll have it show up at the bottom of the screen so, like, people know. Like, it's pretty much like TikTok within TikTok. You can go and click on the sound, on that sound, and you'll see just all these different videos, but there'll be a lot of those videos where they're not even playing the song out loud. And I'm like, bro, if I was that artist, I'm like, I want my song taken off of TikTok right now, because people are using it, but they're not using it. Like, they'll have the song there, but they, so pretty much, I guess, for those that don't, fully understand it, like, what do you mean they use the song, but don't use the song? So, how TikTok, for those that don't use TikTok, so how TikTok works is, so when you create a video, you have the option of adding music to it. So, you also have the option of how loud you want the song and how quiet you want the song. And I don't know why TikTok even does that. And if I guess, like, I get if you want to turn the song song down a little bit. I guess, like, if you want to, you know, if you want to just have it as, like, background music, okay, I get that. But they have that option where you can turn the song, the volume of the song, all the way down. You don't hear nothing from the song. And you would think that TikTok would recognize that and would just be like, oh, well, if you're not going to use the song, then overall, like, we're just going to take this the audio away from your video. No, TikTok doesn't do that. So then they post the video. So the song still appears at the bottom of the video, like saying, like, oh, this is the song that's playing in the background, but you don't hear it. They've muted the song in their video. And I'm like, bruh, it's stuff like that where I'm like, why even use the song in the first place? If you ain't gonna use it, then don't use it. But don't use it just so you can get famous. And it's like, okay, that's like the one video that you gonna have of yours that gets famous. After that, it's like, fam, move on. You know, like, they, it just, you know, the thing is this, it just really shows, like, how, like, and honestly, to call people out, it really shows how untalented people are. There's an artist out there that put their time and work into making a song just for somebody to use it but not use it, you know, like, I guess to say it in a simple way. But yeah, it's like they're using their song without using it. They're just using the cover, or, you know, to just get famous. And I'm like, nah, man, if I was those people, I wonder if those guys have like a social media account or something, because I'm like, y'all should really try to work on taking your song down off of TikTok, because there's people out there using it and they don't even care. That's how I know that they don't care about their song, is that there's people out there, like, so you'll see that the song has like millions of people using it on TikTok. I think I was like, when I had last checked, it was like well over 20 million people had used it for their video, right? Or it was used 20 million different times. And then when you go on their Spotify account, I see their name. And it was a song that came out like back in 2005. No, they don't have no social media account. I thought they would have, but nope, they don't. There's just people, you know, like, it was posted again last year, and I think that's when the song... Oh, no, wait a minute. They do have a social media account. But no, let's just go on their Spotify real quick and see how many times. Because like I said, song's been used like 20 million different times. Oh, so now the song's getting some listens. Yeah, it's like I remember at one point, I think it was like maybe only 3 million people had listened to the song versus now, like, yeah, 11. But it's like versus how it is on TikTok, you know, like, it should have matching numbers. If not, it should have more listens on Spotify than it does on TikTok. But yeah, overall, they are not. Are they even like doing anything now? I don't even think they're doing anything now. I think this is just kind of like one of those like archive like Twitter accounts where they don't really do. Oh, actually, no, they might be coming out. Are they coming out with new music? Hold on for a second. Albums 20. So last time they came out with something was back in 2015. Oh, they did come out with a song last year. How come nobody ain't using their song from last year? Why is it that in this duo's name is the King Khan and Barbecue Show? Why is nobody using their song from last year? Why everybody want to use the song that came out back in like 2000 and did the song come out in 2007 or 2000? I thought it came out in 2005. But okay, so anyways, regardless of when it came out, why is nobody not using their latest song? Why everybody want to use? No, honestly, I should do a video where it's like, y'all need to put some respect on these guys' name. Like, if you're gonna use their song, use it. But if not, then it's like, bruh, you know. But it got to a point where the song's been like overplayed, like where it's just, I'm honestly annoyed now when I hear that song. And it's no disrespect to the artists. I'm not saying that the artists are, you know, in the wrong for it. At the end of the day, that's just them putting out music. I would have probably enjoyed the song if I hadn't heard it so much on TikTok, but it gets to a point where it's like, I've gotten to an age now where if I hear something being played out way too much, I get annoyed. It don't matter if it's a commercial on TV, if it's a song, you know, just in general, if it's a video, I don't care what it is, it annoys me, bro, to the point where I'm like, I don't even want to hear anything about that side of the world, bruh. Like, man, I wish I wasn't like that, but no, it's just, it gets to a point where it's like, yeah, it's gotten overplayed out. And I'm like, man, people on TikTok, like, I'm telling you, people on TikTok, really, at first, It seemed like it was so chill to see a song go viral on TikTok. Like, when you're an artist and you hear your song go viral on TikTok, it's like, bro, wow. You know, like, I can't believe it. Like, this is what I always wanted. Like, thank you, TikTok. And then it gets to a point where it's like, bro, I don't even like the song no more. Like, talking as an artist, but it's all like, I don't even like the song no more now. I'm like, I might just take this song down off of, like, just off of everywhere and things. I'll never forget when Kid Cudi, when he shut it down when people were using his. But no, so pretty much what people were doing with Kid Cudi, so they were using his song Day and Night. Classic song, a classic Kid Cudi song. If you know Kid Cudi, you know that song, okay? The thing is this, you know one of his famous songs. That is, Day and Night is one, it's like one of Kid Cudi's best songs. Like, that's one of those songs where I remember just being, you know, in high school playing, like, I think it was like Midnight Club, and just listening to that song and just driving around doing races, you know, and just listening to that song in the background, right? So anyways, that song started going viral on TikTok, but people, again, wasn't using the song. They were using an altered version of the song. And now, getting into that, why are you altering these people's music, making it seem like, oh, if it's sped up or slowed down, unless that artist does that? And the crazy thing is like, artists are having to do that with their music just so they could get some sort of listens and plays and all that stuff. Artists are purposely slowing down already good songs, but they're slowing them down or speeding them up because it's going viral on TikTok. Why? Like, why does TikTok feel like you guys gotta change how an artist does stuff? And it's like, fam, no. Like, it's crazy, but no. Then you'll have people out there where it's like, they will they'll find different ways of ruining, but they'll claim the song to be theirs or something, and then like no credit. Because my thing is this, like, there are at times where it's like, if there's a part of a song that I want to use, at times it won't be available on TikTok, but then somebody else will have like the version of the song, and I'm like, I just wish that I could have just found it through the artist's song rather than using another person's video. But you know, it's like, I guess, like, I'll just have to use this. And I'm like, yeah, I wish it was this part of the song so it could have made more sense for the video and things. But yeah, it's just, it's weird, TikTok. But yeah, you know, it's like, but no, oh, but getting back on Kid Cudi. So what they were doing with Kid Cudi's song, so it was the song Day and Night, and it was the part where he said, now look at this. And when people was using it for their TikTok song, it will only be that, where it's like, now look at this, and then it would just be just the instruments. It wouldn't be nothing else, and it would just be the instruments. And I'm like, why are you guys not using the full song? So no, he shut it down. He said, no, I don't like that. I don't like the fact that people are using that sound and it ain't even the full song. Like, no, don't sit here and alter my song for your guys' own benefit. Now, I remember after I saw that, I never used that sound. If I did, I don't remember, but I know after, well, beforehand, but afterwards, I know I did not use that sound no more. I was like, nope, out of respect for Kid Cudi, I have no reasons to use that sound. I will think of any other way of making a video without having to use that sound, but I won't use that sound. And I'm like, man, it's crazy, you know? It's like, it's people out there that just, you know, they don't know what they're doing when it comes to TikTok. And yeah, it's just, you know, it's a lot of people where it's like, I guess, like, maybe if they were in them artists' positions, then they might somewhat understand. But yeah, I know if I have a song blowing up on TikTok, it's like, I at least want people, you know, to go to the, you know, my, like, Spotify or whatever, and, you know, and you listen to it. You actually show love to it. You don't just use it because, oh, that's the most viral song trending and stuff. It honestly, though, if I was an artist and people were using the song and then they just wasn't, I take the song off of TikTok. I'm like, no, because you guys aren't even like showing love to the artist, which is me. And I know people are like, oh, well, that's not, like, there will be people out there that would try to defend that. And I'm like, there ain't no defense for that. Don't use my stuff and then just not give me no credit. No, I'm not, because the thing is this, I've done thousands upon thousands of reaction videos. I have always gave credit. I have shouted out the YouTuber. I have done everything possible to ensure that at least one somebody, I'm ensuring that if you go and show love to that content creator, if so, then it's like, all right. And the thing is this, if I do that, if I shout out a content creator and you don't follow them, subscribe to them, show love to their, you don't even do so much, it's like the bare minimum, just going over there and liking their video, commenting, showing, saying like, hey, this is a good video or whatever, you know, but show support to that content creator. If you don't do that, then unsubscribe from me, unfollow me, unfriend me. I don't care what it is that you have to do, but it's like, do not just go and, you know, like, oh, well, let me, like, because no, the thing is this, like, I want the best for my channel, but I also want the best for people that I'm either reacting to, or if I'm using their song, whatever. It's like, show support to that individual, you know, because that can go a long way. That can give them that extra step, that extra push of, you know, being an overall a better artist and stuff, you know, or just, you know, doing good for their careers and things. But yeah, there's just overall people out there where it's like, they don't hear that, and they're like, hey, you know what, I'm still going, there's probably millions of more people using this song. I wonder how many people then use this song on TikTok, because I, like, it's crazy how it's like, and then the weird thing is with TikTok, you can say that you're not interested in the sound, like, you can, like, say, like, I don't want this sound to appear on my page anymore. You refresh TikTok, it's gonna appear on your page again, so there's no way of avoiding it. You're just forced to overall listen to this song over and over and over again. It's like, bruh, can y'all, like, come up with something else, like, use a different song. 29, almost 30 million people have used this song. It's like, bruh, it's just, it's, yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's overall weird that people, they use the song and then they don't show no support to the creator and stuff. And I'm like, man, it's messed up. It's really messed up. So, oh, there are people out there that are getting upset, though, where it's like, there's, I hate when MFs put that Love You So audio over a Fire song. Yeah, because it's like, bruh, I want to use, and no, so they'll do that, right? So they'll let a video go super viral on TikTok, and it'll be like, you know, oh, I want to use that audio for my own video, because I thought of, like, of a different way of using that, and they'll just go, and they'll put that, that Love You So, that King Khan, yeah, the King Khan and Barbecue Show, they'll use that song over there. And I'm like, bruh, it's just, it's really messed up. It is really, really messed up to those people that it's like, you know, you have, like, a video of yours go viral, but it also goes viral with this random song. And I'm like, yeah, it's just, it's weird, man. But anyways, yeah, hopefully at some point in time, like, it's a, you mean to tell me, like, 30 million people, but it's like, and then most likely the, if, and that's just how many people are using it, that's how many times it's been used in a video. That's not even including the views. And there's most likely videos up on there with, like, millions. Let's just actually see the most viewed video. Or at least, because, hold on for a second. Okay, so click on that. It's a bat video. And that video, that's so insane. 262.8 million views. But the people, the original creators of that song, only got 11 million plays on Spotify. I wonder if there's a way that you can see, does Apple Music have views? Like, use your left hand, choose plays, listeners, Shazam, song, album, per, what counts as views, and, not, alright, it's overall, I just, yeah, I guess maybe if I was, like, more into Apple Music, I'd be able to figure, but I have Spotify, so I don't know, but anyways, that's just messed up. That's overall, that's the most viewed video it has, and that's just, and that's, like, one of the 30 million times that song has been used. That song should have, like, oh, and let's just see how many, views that the song has on YouTube. I bet it don't have as many as on Spotify and stuff. Okay, there we go. That's not even uploaded by that. I don't even know if that's the people that actually posted the... No, that's just people that, you know, they, like, they're not the original creators or posters of the... Oh. Oh, wait a second. No, let me go here and see if... okay, here we go. View playlist. I don't know what's going on with YouTube. Okay. Let's see. Oh, is this song not on YouTube? Huh, wow, those guys, they took this song off of, dang, so they took the song off of YouTube. Oh, wait a second, here we go. I was like, why is it not, oh, is this their channel? I don't think this is their channel. No, I think this is just, like, some random, maybe this is, like, the record label that they're signed to or something, but they, yeah, they did, like, a music video to the song that came out. So, okay, so if this is, like, so this, the music video only got 3.5 million views. I'm like, that's just crazy. And I'm liking the song's been used that many times on TikTok. And I'm like, TikTok be out here ruining artists. Because I'm like, an artist done put so much work into a song just for some, like, teenager to use it or whoever to use it. And they just ruin it. And then at that point, it's like the song is just, you know, it's not even getting looked at as a song anymore. It's just, oh, whatever. You know, just another random audio on TikTok. And I'm like, that's messed up, man. But anyways, yeah, and that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. If you're viewing this on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe. And if you're viewing this on a podcast streaming service, make sure you follow or subscribe, however it's set up. Make sure you subscribe to one of my 46 YouTube channels. Follow me on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and Instagram at TMozBoss. And make sure you follow my Facebook page at TMozBoss fan page. Also, if you're purchasing any tickets from SeatGeek, make sure you use my promo code TMozBoss. It will knock $20 off your first purchase. Also, if you're purchasing any energy drinks or sleep drinks from Poggers, make sure you use my promo code TMozBoss and it will knock 10% off of your next purchase. Thank you guys for watching. Oh, and if you want to learn more information about SeatGeek and Poggers, you could go to my Twitter account. They are in my bio section on my profile. And yeah, and that being said, thank you guys for watching and for listening, and peace.